जय जय श्री राधे। So we have come, somehow we've come to the Prem Sarovara. This is the lake of love. It's created by love and it exists for the purpose of distributing love to others. Those who are seekers of love, they have come to the right place. Prem Dham Vrindavan Dham Ki. Last year we had special darshan of Radharani's bees. So fortunately we didn't get that darshan this year, but we got a very special darshan. Larali Lal, they were out front. Usually they're inside the griha, you know, the garbha, well, the sancta sanctorium. You know, inside, but they're outside in the front. So we they very close and very special darshan. There can be many reasons given for why Radharani is out front. But we think that Radharani wanted to give special mercy to all the Russian devotees because she knew that many of them got, you know, special darshan, special mercy from her bees last year, so she wanted to give her a sakshat darshan this year. If you don't know about the bee leela, then you can inquire from those who have direct experience. After we took prasadam in a place called Chiksoli, which is the village of Chitrasakhi, then we walked up the hill, the lower hill, and we went through some ravine was there, you know, that going like this, you know, the ravine between the two mountains, like where some river used to flow. And that's called Gavravan. And that's all like kunjas, and of course now it's not so much, but it used to be so many kunjas and caves there. And Radharani would play in those caves, and I'll tell one pastime. Because opposite Mankutir, on the hill where we were there, for some time, Mankutir. Across on the other hill is called Morkutir. Morkutir means the house of the peacock. That's where Radha and Krishna dance like peacocks. So this story is called Radharani's pet peacock. Of course, she does have a pet peacock. But this story, what happened one day, somehow or other, Radharani, she was in Barsana, and she was not able to go out to cook Krishna's breakfast in Nandagram. Krishna is feeling very sad without seeing Radharani, without starting his day by seeing Radharani's darshan. He felt very sad, so then he came to Varsana from Nandagram. And, of course, he came secretly. No one should know that he's there. So he climbed some trees and he was looking over, trying to look inside the palace and see if he could see Radharani, find Radharani moving somewhere in the palace. But he couldn't see Radharani anywhere in the palace of Vrishabhanu Maharaj. So then he thought of a trick to attract Radharani's attention. So then Krishna started imitating the sound of a peacock. Because we know from Nectar Devotion, one of Krishna's 64 qualities is Bhashavit. Bhashavit means he's expert in all kinds of languages. He can speak the language of the birds, the language of the trees, the language of people, demigods, all languages Krishna can speak. So it was very easy for Krishna to imitate the peacock. So somehow Radharani heard this delightful peacock and she sneaked out of the palace following the sound of the peacock until that sound brought her to find Krishna on top of the hill. Then Radhika and Shyam, they went to one cave inside Gavravan, very secluded private cave, and then they went in there and were very happily meeting each other. Krishna was lying down. He was tired from walking from Nandagram, so he was a little tired. So he was lying in the cave and he had his head like resting on Radharani's thigh. His head was resting there, and Radharani was just brushing his stroking his head like this. So they spent many hours in that cave together, talking and joking, and so many different exchanges. Now Radharani, her whole attention was, she was just looking, her eyes were fixed on Krishna's face and she was just looking at him. But Krishna was leaning like this, his head was on her thigh like this, so he was looking. Radharani was looking down at him, but he was looking towards this door like this, seeing that door. Meanwhile, back in the palace of Barsana, then Kirtita, Radharani's mother, she was thinking, oh, I haven't seen my daughter in a long time. Many, many hours have gone by. Where is she? And she was looking here and there, and she saw the Charan Chinna of her daughter, the footprints in the sand, and she started following the footprints, and they went out of the palace gate, and they went across to Gavarvan, and they went up the side of the mountain, and then they came to some cave. And then, so she started following the footprints up the mountain to the cave where her daughter was inside. So when Kirtida, Radharani's mother, approached the entrance to the cave, of course the cave, it's very dark inside, and it's very bright sun outside. So then Krishna's like this, and they're just talking, and Radharani's absorbed and gazing at the beauty of Shyam's face. And Krishna looks and says, uh-oh, there's Radharani's mother. And I'm inside a cave, and there's no way out except that door. And she's standing there looking like this because it's very bright, so she can't see inside. So Kirtida was trying to focus and see inside the cave because she couldn't see Radha and Krishna together. It's all dark in the back of a cave. And that actually, so she's looking, and then she starts to enter the cave. So when she goes from the bright outside and comes in the dark cave, then she becomes blinded for a second because she's still bright, and then she comes in the dark. When you go in a dark room right away, you can't see, oh, where am I? Then your eyes get adjusted, and then you can see. So Krishna, as soon as he saw that she was coming in and her eyes were getting adjusted, he immediately turned himself into a peacock. So that peacock was in the same position as Shyamasundara. The peacock was lying next to Radharani with long, colorful feather going this way, and his beautiful blue neck lying on Radharani's thigh, and Radharani was stroking the peacock. Radhika was sitting very peacefully, fully composed, fully relaxed, just petting her peacock as if she'd been there all day. When Kirtida finally adjusted her eyes and she saw, "Hey, Radhe, what are you doing? What have you been doing here all afternoon? I've been looking all over the palace. What are you doing sitting here with this peacock in the cave?" "Mata, I was sitting around my room all day. I became so bored. I came out here for a walk. And when I entered this cave, I found this peacock here. So I just sat down next to the peacock and I started petting him. That's all." So then Kirtida said, "All right, come on, Lali. Come on with me. Let's go home and take your prasad." So then Radhika very carefully, because the peacock was lying on her lap, she very carefully picked up the peacock and she stood up holding the peacock. And she very gently put the peacock on the ground of the cave. And in great sadness, Radharani returned to her home. Krishna resumed his Shyamasundara form and he went back to Nandagram to take out the cows. Because back in Nandagram, all the coward boys were saying, "Kaniya kaha, where's Kaniya? All the cows are mooing, everyone are waiting, where is he?" And his mother said, "He's just resting, he's in his room, don't disturb him." So Yogamaya made a very nice arrangement. So next time you see a peacock, you can remember Krishna's Leela when he turned into a peacock to save Radharani. Because you have to imagine how serious it would have been if Radharani's mother caught her alone in a cave with Krishna. So this shows the extent of Krishna's love. He will go to any and every extent to save the face of his devotee, to protect the name and fame of his devotee. Krishna will even turn himself into a bird to save his devotee. Of course, this is not an ordinary bird. The peacock is the national bird of India. This is our nation's bird, the peacock. Radhe, 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 Jai, 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 Shri Radhe. Radhe, 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 Jai, 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 Shri Radhe. Radhe, 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 Radhe. Radhe, 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 Radhe. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe. Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Sri Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Radhe Radhe Radhe, Jai 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 Shri Radhe. Barsane Wali Ki Jai Jai Jai. Barsane Wali Ki Jai Jai. Bolo Barsane Wali Ki Jai Jai Jai. Radha Rani Ki Jai, Maharani Ki Jai. Radha Rani Ki Jai, Maharani Ki Jai. Bolo Barsane Wali Ki Jai Jai Jai. Kitty Dadulari Ki Jai Jai Jai. Kitty Dadulari. Radhe Radhe Radhe, Jai 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 Shri Radhe. Radhe Radhe Radhe, Jai 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 Shri Radhe. Radhe 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 Radhe. Jai Radhe Jai Radhe Radhe. Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe. Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Shri Krishna. Vrindavan Bihari Lal Ki Jai, Radha Rani Ki Jai, Giriraj Dharna Ki Jai, Jai Jai Shri Radhe. One day in Barsana, Radha and Govinda were playing catch with a ball. Krishna was getting confused. Krishna would throw the ball to Radharani and Radharani would catch the ball. But when Radharani threw the ball back to Krishna, he missed it. He couldn't catch it. Why? Was it a spitball? Speedball? High ball? High ball? Low ball? The problem with this ball game is Krishna, every time Krishna threw the ball, Radharani caught it effortlessly without any difficulty because she's so expert at everything. But every time Radharani threw the ball back to Krishna, and he dropped it because Krishna is more attracted to Radharani than Radharani is attracted to Krishna. Of course, there's no measure, you can't measure the end of each other's attraction. Radharani is endlessly attracted to Krishna, and Krishna is more endlessly attracted to Radharani. So now figure that out. In other words, their attraction for each other is unlimited and endless. But when Krishna was standing opposite Radhika, and he was watching her throw the ball, he was so overwhelmed by her beauty, the beauty of her smile, her face, her hair, her entire form, that when the ball came, he went, so to catch a ball, you have to keep your eye on the ball. And Krishna's eye, actually both eyes, both his eyes, not only one, They were fixed on Radharani and Radharani alone. So they played ball. Radharani threw the ball 100 times to Krishna. And Krishna missed every time. And Krishna threw the ball back 100 times. And what happened? Radharani caught all the time. 100 throws, 100 catches. So Radharani suggested to Krishna, said, listen, I think we should play another game. Because this last game of catch, it's called, in America we say playing catch. You want to play catch? We say play catch. I throw the ball, you catch. You throw the ball, I catch. Hey, you want to play catch? Okay, down, 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 down. That's a way to pass time and whatever. So they were playing catch. So Radharani said, since you hopelessly lost this game of catch, now let's play another game. Now let's play lookalooky. Lookalooky means I looky for you, and you looky for me. It means hide and seek. So Radharani challenged Krishna. You hopelessly lost the game of catch. Now I'm going to challenge you to hide and seek. But I guarantee that when I hide, you will not be able to find me. Unless you take the help from one of my mandris or my sakis. Alone, by yourself, never, never, never you'll find my hiding place. I'll be so well hidden. So Priyatam, just to make you feel good, I will shut my eyes first and count to 100, and you go hide. Radharani opens her eyes and starts to look across the landscape around Barsana near Gevardhan. Radharani is very intelligent, very, very clever. So she's thinking, where has this boy hidden himself? She thought very deeply over the matter, and she was looking for different signs and indications in the forest that would indicate Krishna's hiding place. Hey, Lalita, look. See that tamal briksh? See that tamal tree? Lalita says, yes. Look, Lalita, see? There's honey oozing down the trunk of that tree. There's honey oozing out of the trunk. It's just coming out of the trunk of the tree. This is very strange. This seems to indicate that Krishna is nearby. Because everyone knows that honey does not ordinarily come out of the bark of trees. And Radharani looks a little closer. Lalita. Are, deko. See that kokil bird singing Ramayan? No. See that kokil bird in that tree? It's not speaking. It's not singing. You know, koil? But that kokil, that cuckoo is silent. He's just sitting in the tree, not making any sound. Surely he's not singing. He's not flying. It's very suspicious. I think Krishna is very, he must be near, and this very, very close to this area, this tamal tree with honey coming out of the bark and a cuckoo not saying anything. It's like a lady not gossiping. So it's a quiet cuckoo. Because Krishna's beauty is so amazing that he has the power to mesmerize. All the birds are mesmerized and hypnotized. They're just frozen, standing in the trees because they're seeing his beauty very much, very near here. Lalita, look. See that pomegranate tree? See that parrot sitting there? He's just sitting there, and right next to his nose and next to his beak is a beautiful, luscious, ripe, red pomegranate. And he's not biting into it. Very, very strange. He's not nibbling. It's like putting a piece of burfi in front of a brahmachari, expecting him to just look at it. Gee, it looks like it's from London. He's not going to wait for 2 seconds. If you put a piece of burfi in front of a brahmachari, B for brahmachari, B for burfi. So this is also amazing. Oh, look. See the deer? They're standing over there under those trees. See all that fresh grass? It's all beautiful, tender, beautiful, green, fresh grass. And they're just standing there looking at the ground, but they're not eating any of the grass. They must be stunned by the fragrance of Krishna's body. He must be here. So then Radharani, she said, Lita, I think I know exactly where he is. Come on. Then Radharani walks directly to the tamal tree and goes around it, because the tamal trees are very big in those days. Very, very big. And Krishna's hiding behind the tamal tree. Radharani walks right around behind the tamal tree. Ah! Catches him. So this is easy, because Radharani is Krishna Mayi. She's made of Krishna. She knows Krishna perfectly. Krishnamayi means one who knows Krishna perfectly. When Radharani discovered Krishna's hiding place exactly, then of course all the Sakis and Mandris, they started giggling and laughing and saying, Jai Jai Shri Radha, Vaidagda Madhava Ki, Vaidagdi Radha Ki. So now we have another interesting story. Vrindavan Bihari Lada Ki, Radha Rani Ki, Giriraj Dharan Ki. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. So this is a story about the lake of love. Anand Ambudi Vardhanam. Ambudi means ocean, and Anand means bliss. Transcendental bliss. So this chanting of Sankirtan, the holy name of Krishna, it submerges us deeper and deeper into an ocean of transcendental bliss. Vardhanam means to go deeper and deeper, further and further, farther and farther. The more a devotee chants the holy name of the Lord, the more he becomes submerged in the blissful ocean of Krishna Bhakti. So this particular place that we've come to is called Prem Sarovara. Once Yugal Kishore, as they say, Yugal Kishore means Radha and Krishna can come together. Radha Govinda came here together with all the Sakis one afternoon. As now, and especially then, it was a very, very quiet place, very, very lonely, quiet place, and it was surrounded by all kinds of kadamba trees, so it was a very cool and very quiet place. One honeybee, was flying around here and was attracted by the beautiful scent, the scent and the beautiful sweet fragrance of Radharani's lotus face, that bumblebee was trying to land on her face. That bee kept pestering Radharani, trying to land on her face, and she kept going like this. Chow, shoo, 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 chow. And finally Radharani put both her hands over her eyes. Madhubangal was there with Krishna, so then he took his chatter, and he went, chow, chow. And he just kept chasing, and he chased that bumblebee all the way down this road, all the way back to the road, and went like this, and it chased the bumblebee very far away. And then Madhubangal came back and said, oh, Radhika, I chased that Madhusudan. I chased him very far away. He's gone from here. He'll never come back. I chased Madhusudan away. Radharani took the word Madhusudan not to mean bee, but to mean her Krishna. And even though at this particular time Radharani was sitting, she was just sitting on Krishna's lap, and he had his arm like this, and they were just talking. All the Sakis were there, admiring the beauty of this Kadamba Kandi, this Kadamba forest. She felt completely, oh, Madhusudan's gone. Where's Krishna gone? He's not here. And she started crying out, oh, Pranath, oh, Vaidagda Shekhara, oh, Shamsundar, oh, Padma Lochan, where have you gone? I can't live without you for a moment. Witnessing these most extraordinary sentiments and emotions of Radharani, Krishna forgot. He actually forgot that Radharani was sitting on his lap, and he began crying out in separation from Radharani. Due to the intensity of their mutual separation, Radharani started crying, just crying and crying, because she was just bewildered. She couldn't see Krishna right in front of her, and Krishna couldn't see Radharani right in front of himself. So they're both crying and crying, and finally they fell unconscious. The tears continually flowed, although they were unconscious, Radha and Krishna. The tears and perspiration that were continually flowing from their bodies formed, made this kund. Seeing the pitiable condition of the divine couple, Yugal Kishore, then all the Sakis and Mandris, because they're one with Radharani and Krishna, they Taratmika, they all immediately also fainted. And they're all just lying on the ground, fainted. Parrots were in the trees watching this whole scene. So then there was Radharani's pet parrot was in the tree, Manju Bhashini. And Vichakshana, Krishna's parrot, he was also in the tree. So then the male parrot, Krishna's pet parrot, he started crying out, Sham, Sham, Sham. And then the female parrot, right? Radharani's parrot, the female parrot. Then the female parrot started crying out, Shama, Shama, Shama. Because Shama is the name, means Radha. And Sham means Krishna. Shama. Actually, the place where we're staying is called tonight is called Rangili Mahal or Shama Sham Dham. In Vrindavan, he has Shama Sham Dham. So Radharani and Krishna are lying on the banks of this newly formed kund. They're fainted, unconscious, and this Prem Vibram, this intense bewilderment due to Prem, and all the Mundris and Sakis are lying on the ground, fainted. Parrots, the male and female parrots, are becoming very frantic and very disturbed. And the only thing they know, the only thing they know is how to chant. They don't know, they have no other shelter than the holy name, Shama and Sham. So this is the same as us. We're like little parrots flying in the material world. We have no other shelter than the holy name of Radha and Krishna. And when we're in distress or we're in difficulty, the only thing we can do, there's no other shelter but to cry out, Radhe Sham, Radhe Sham. And Hare Krishna mantra, right? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. So let's try to bring the Sakis and Mundris back to consciousness. They will become conscious. We want Krishna to become Krishna conscious. And we want Radharani to become Krishna conscious. So the parrots are chanting, the female parrots are chanting Shama. The female parrots are chanting Shama. Shama, Shama. And the male parrots are chanting Sham. So this is the very special formation of this holy place known as Prem Sarovar. Radhe, Radhe. There's a little notation here. So obviously Radha and Krishna woke up and they looked at each other with great joy. It was a union of divine bliss, unity and separation. And after Radhika and Shyam awoke, and they were so happy to see each other again, and then they started to enjoy their pastimes again in Prem Sarovara. So from that day on, because of this Leela, this place has become known as Prem Sarovara. Of course, within the context of this Leela, very intimate and confidential, exalted pastime of Radha and Krishna, there are actually some very deep tattva, or prema tattva, which is being revealed here in this place of Prem Sarovara. Srimati Radharani has so many names, and one of her names is Mahabhav Sarupini. So this type of there's different degrees and expressions of this, let's say, intense love, this great intense love, which is called Mahabhav. So what we see here in Prem Sarovara is called Unmad, or Divyonmad, which is described in Ujjala Nilamani. This means that the intensity of love is so great that one feels separated when they're with the beloved. The loving exchanges between Radha and Krishna are so intense at this level of Mahabhav that they become covered, Vibram, they become completely covered. Radha, oh, I'm sitting on Krishna's lap, I don't see Krishna, where is Krishna? And Krishna can't see Radharani. This is an extraordinary state of bewilderment. You can't see someone who's sitting right on you. You can't feel them, you can't see them. So in this Mahabhav, we have these antagonistic feelings coming together in this level of Divyonmad, Mahabhav, where you're feeling union, that's one type of feeling, being with Krishna, with Radha. The next minute there's separation. You're not with. It's going on moment to moment. So this creates a very extraordinary sense of intensity, sometimes so intense that one faints. Radharani faints or Krishna faints in her association. There's some small Hindi phrase here that describes the unique quality of this Prem Sarovara. Because the Brijvasis consider, and all the Vaishnavas consider, that Prem Sarovara is a direct manifestation of Radha and Krishna's divine love. We see in the Srimad Bhagavatam, I believe it's in the maybe 8th canto, when the demigods and demons, the asuras and asuras are sometimes fighting, then Sukracharya has a swimming pool. Sukracharya is the guru of the demons. He has a swimming pool, and that swimming pool is full of oshadi, full of medicinal herbs and spices. It's like ras. And when any of the demigods would kill or injure, even kill one of the demons in the battle, cut their arm, cut their head, they would bring the body and put it inside that pool and they would get renewed. They would get a new body. It's like a Sanjeevani swimming pool, Sanjeevani Ras. So he had, I think there's a painting of that, I remember, 8th canto of Bhagavatam. So this these demons that were getting injured in their battle with the demigods, they would go into this swimming pool and they would get new bodies. The demon will become a devotee. So when we bathe, this is Radharani's Sanjeevani Ras. This is Mahabhav Sarupini's Sanjeevani Ras. So this Prem Sarovara, we're devotees. There's no demons bathing in this Sarovara. Devotees are coming here to bathe. We're bathing here with this body, so when we come out of this Prem Sarovara, we'll have our Prem Deha. Because only in the Siddhadeha can we experience the Prema, Snehaman, Pranaya, etc. So Prem Sarovara, this is the place to attain a Prem-filled Deha, a love-filled transcendental body. The result that one gains by performing any activity in any sphere, especially in spiritual spheres, the result that one gains depends on different factors. And one of the factors is the sankalpa. The sankalpa, or the intention, or the desire, the intention or the resolve or the resolution that one has in their mind before they engage in that activity. Whenever one does puja or some yajna or puja, especially yajnas, the person performing the yajna will state his intention. The Purohit will say, what is your sankalpa? It's called sankalpa. What do you want to attain from this Satyanarayan puja or from this Durga Yajna or whatever? So that's sankalpa. So then he expresses it, then the Brahman, they do the puja. So when we chant japa, we pick up our mala. Okay, 16. Very good. 16 rounds. That is also very good. But actually, before engaging in japa, it's recommended in Hari Bhakti Vilas, there should be some sankalpa, some intention. I am chanting on the sacred mala given to me by my beloved Gurudev. And my intention, why am I chanting this holy name? Because I want to become pure. Why am I chanting this holy name? Because I want to realize my eternal spiritual form. Why am I chanting this holy name? My intention is I want to become qualified to render eternal service at the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika in the groves of Vrindavan. This is why I'm chanting. I'm not chanting because someone told me I have to chant 16 rounds, all this. This is not. It's called sankalpa. Another sankalpa before chanting japa would be, my Gurudev has asked me to chant the holy name. He has given this holy name to me, suffused and mixed with all of his own bhavas and realizations in that nam. And I'm chanting this name to please my Guru. And I'm chanting this name to please Radha and Krishna. Because Krishna is Uttama Shloka. Krishna loves to hear the name of Radha. And Radharani loves to hear the name of Krishna. So here, at one time, in one place, I'm pleasing and satisfying Yuga Kishore, Radha and Krishna together. Because I'm glorifying Radha and I'm glorifying Krishna. In this Yugal mantra, in this Radha Krishna mantra, Maha mantra. For example, we know from Shastra that Radharani is also chanting the Hare Krishna Maha mantra, and Krishna is also chanting the Hare Krishna Maha mantra sometimes. When Radharani chants the Maha mantra, every word indicates Krishna. And when Krishna chants the Maha mantra, every word indicates Radharani. So one can imagine sometime, What is Radharani? When Radharani chants and sings Krishna's glories, and chants his name and sings his glories, what is her sankalpa? What is her intention? Why is she chanting? And why is Radharani chant Krishna's name, and how does she chant? Just like we're cooking, we're making offerings for Krishna. So everyone knows that even Krishna's mother does not put food in Krishna's mouth. Mother Yashoda, she tells Kirtida, when I cook for my Lalaji, when I cook for Nandalal, Yashodalal, he plays with his food, he puts it back and forth, he eats very slowly with no interest. But when your Lali, when your Radhika comes and cooks breakfast, he eats with so much enthusiasm, and he eats so much prasad, he's eating, and he's really enthusiastic. So your Lali, your Radhika is pleasing my son so much, and she's much better cooked than I am. So we do seva in the temple for our own deities, and we cook for them. So we can think, well, Radharani is the best cook. She cooks Krishna. She cooks in the morning, cooks Krishna's breakfast in Nandagaon. In the afternoon, she's home in her house making sweets. She's always cooking or preparing something for Krishna. And we can pray, oh, Radharani, I am cooking. I'm cooking for your Krishna. So please empower me. Please teach me how. Can I? Please make me cook like you cook or something. Please give me your mercy. What do you think when you're cooking for Krishna? How you're cooking? So the devotee, he's thinking about the perfect devotee. The perfect devotee is Radharani. So when we chant japa, we think, oh, Radharani, or oh, Krishna, how would you chant? What is your mood? What is your sankalpa? And their sankalpa, obviously, is to please each other. So now just to finish this Hindi poem, short poem, and then we'll take bath so we should all have sankalpa. What is our intention? We've come so far to this lake of love, and the demons, they get dropped in the swimming pool and they come out with new demon bodies to do more demoniac things. So we don't want to drop into the lake of love with our greedy, angry, lusty bodies and come out of the lake of love more refreshed and new and ready for more greed, anger and lust. We want to drop into the Sanjeevani Prem Ras of Radharani's Prem Ras and Krishna's Prem Ras and come out with a beautiful body that's full of purity and full of enlightenment and full of bliss and full of compassion. I would just think these four qualities I mentioned. How nice it would be to be pure and gentle, realized and blissful. Pure and gentle, realized or enlightened and blissful. Kevala Ananda Kanda. Kevala Ananda Kanda. Parama Karuna Pahunduijana Nitai Ghora Chandra. Right, Kevala Ananda Kanda. This process is simply joyful. So this, when we take bath, this is one suggested sankalpa. Oh Radharani, oh Krishna, please give me a pure body, a gentle body, a God-realized body, Krishna-realized body, full of the joy and bliss of Krishna consciousness. This would be a great attainment for all of us. And gentle, when we say pure and gentle means humble. And there's no one more humble than Radharani, because this verse, which we all say and are supposed to wear around our necks and wear around our hearts and minds and express in our lives, this verse is spoken by Srimati Radharani. This verse indicates the extreme gentleness and extreme humility of Radharani's heart. Srinadapi sunichena tarari vasa hishana amanina amanidene kirtaniya sadahari. So this poem in Hindi goes something like this. Prem ki bhari rahe din rain. Jan jan karipag dharat sham dharat tan nain. Something like that. Prem ki bhari. This is a poem, a Hindi poem, a song to glorify this Prem Sarovar. Prem ki bhari means it is laden, it's bhari. It's full of, laden with, saturated with Krishna Prem, this kund. And then it says, din and rain, din and rain. Day and night, this Prem Sarovar is overflowing with love. Janjan pyari pag darat. Pyariju Radharani, she always holds her feet, darat. She places her feet. Radharani is always placing her feet and holding her feet in this Prem Sarovar. Sham darat tan nain. And Sham, he desires to hold those feet on his head. In other words, Sham worships Prem Sarovar because Radhika has placed her tender feet in its waters. There's no doubt that anyone who bathes in Prem Sarovar will attain pure love for Radha and Krishna. Prem Sarovar ki! Varsana Dham ki! Srila Prabhupada ki! Jai Jai Shri Radha!